front page of the Daily Telegraph today is a story about, well, funding in community sport and the lack of, and some of the state's highest profile sporting heroes have joined forces to back this push for more funding and facilities for community and grassroots sports in New South Wales. The likes of Lauren Jackson involved here, our man Stewie Clark, who these days is the chief executive of Softball New South Wales, also getting involved. So the Playing Catch-Up Report by Sport New South Wales has uncovered some glaring issues as far as funding and facilities in community sport is concerned. And joining us now is the chair, recently elected chair of Sport New South Wales, has been on the board there since 2017, but Chris Hall joining us. Chris, good morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, Michael and Dean.
So, Chris, what at the absolute crux of it has this report uncovered in regards to funding and facilities?
Yeah, great question. The key issue here is that funding for community sporting organisations has remained the same since the year 2000. So in that time, as we know, inflation's going up, but the RBA reckon that that's eroded by 67%. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Say Volleyball New South Wales gets annual funding of $15,000. This is kind of lights on money just to keep the organisation going. In Queensland, they get $231,000. Basketball New South Wales gets $55,000, where Queensland basketball gets $400,000. And what we're asking for both sides of politics as we approach the next election is just to increase funding to our state sporting organisations by $1 per person in New South Wales, taking us up from roughly $2 million to $10 million a year.
Chris, can I ask, why does it take this to for us to know this information? Like, do the right people that need to know this already know it without this report? And again, when you look at sporting facilities around this state, you can see that I don't think they're as good in certainly in for youngsters, particularly out west, for example, they're nowhere near as good as they were when I was playing. They've gone backwards.
No, it's a great question. And look, the New South Wales government has invested in facilities in recent years, and I think they're playing catch up too. And what we're saying is just commit to funding them for the future. You know, let's celebrate what you've done, but commit to the future, because New South Wales is a big place. You know, from Menindee to Maroubra, Albury to Austinville, there's kids trying to play whatever sport they want to get into, and some of the facilities are not great. And even simple things like putting in female changing rooms would really open up to a whole lot of people who can't play sport because they can't get changed and they're getting changed in their car or behind a tree or something like that. Mm. So we're just saying commit to serious funding for community sport, open up a fund that can be open every year for the next 4 years, and sports can plan when they apply to it rather than scrambling when a grant is announced.
Chris, do you believe sport is as important to this country as we make out it is? Because I feel at the highest level, we judge our athletes as harshly as anyone in this country. But are we willing to put in the time, the energy, the money to actually pay that back from a young age?
Well, I think that's the key issue. We celebrate our sporting success when we do have that success. Like, just about everyone, regardless if you're a football fan, would have leapt off the couch on Saturday night when that goal was scored by Mitch Duke. But the fact is, Mitch Duke would have joined his local club when he was a kid, just like you would have joined playing cricket, you know, in Western Sydney. And if we want to have those goosebump moments as Australians, it starts with community sport. So let's start investing at a very young age so that we can get to that level. And it's really just finding in the mind of our politicians that sport starts at, you know, under six or seven, eight, whatever it is. But funding it there is what's going to give us that celebration moment when we are true heroes on the world stage.
Chris, are you able to give us a rough idea or approximate figure as to how many kids are moving away from sport or being turned away from sport because of these lack of facilities?
Yeah, I'll give you one example about kids turning away, and I'll talk about participation in just a second. But Basketball New South Wales, they tell us that they're turning away about 10,000 kids a year in New South Wales because of a lack of facilities. So they have about 80,000 odd kids and adults play basketball. As you know, often it's an indoor sport when you're playing at a competition kind of level. And there's just real pressure on the court. So they're playing basketball up till 10 o'clock at night. But what that also means is that kids playing other sports that require indoor activities like badminton can't get on if there's other sports already playing it. So the stress just knocks down the line. Just talking about your participation levels, what's really interesting is participation did fall through COVID. It's starting to grow again. So the AusPlay report recently came out said 47% of children aged 0 to 14 are doing one activity a week. And so we just want to see that grow and develop. And what we know is the Active Kids Voucher, kids who participate by their parents registering with one of those Active Kids Vouchers, they do participation one day a week more than kids who don't fit into that program. And that program is scheduled to run out in June next year. So we're saying commit to Active Kids for the next 4 years and even extend it. You know, start it with three-year-olds, just like the First Lap program, and run an Active Adults program because, as anyone in sport knows, our volunteers come from either participants or parents of participants. And if we've got more adults playing sport, we're more likely to be able to run our sports effectively with volunteers as well.
So, Chris, what's next in this campaign? Who are you lobbying to get this money and how aggressive will you be?
Yeah, so we've met with both the Minister and the Shadow Minister about this issue. We really think it needs to be highlighted. We're really grateful for the support from media organisations like yourself in this. And we're calling on both sides to come out and commit to funding sport properly. Community sport, which is not for profit, commit to funding it properly for the next 4 years.
Yeah, the issue we get so often on our text line, Chris, is just the cost of registration across a lot of sports and the issue that is for a lot of families at the moment, and just the need to bring that cost down. I mean, I guess funding is one way in which we hopefully can lobby the individual sports to do that.
Yeah, that's right. And I think going back to that Active Kids voucher, that certainly helps. There's $200 vouchers a year that can help with that. But we've got to remember that is a cost of living measure. That's not money going into sport. That's helping parents lower the cost of registration fees. But you're right, sport is expensive, but the impact and the value of it is immense, whether it's just your ability to concentrate, your personal fitness. And we've got to battle the obesity epidemic somehow, and organised sport is a great way to do that.
Just away from that significant day today with those inductees being honoured at the New South Wales Hall of Champions ceremony.
Yeah, that's right. We've got six inductees coming in tonight. There's already over 150 inductees in the Hall of Champions. It's going to be a huge night at the ICC. Unfortunately, tickets have already sold out for tonight. But we're really looking forward to celebrating people like Craig Johnston. He'd have played for Liverpool when I was a kid playing at North Rock Soccer Club. We used to try and emulate Craig, and we couldn't get the ball off the ground or bend it like he could. And then other people like Brad Dalton, who played in the NBL, hugely successful, went to the Olympics a couple of times. And just as an example of that, Brad came to my school when I was at Christ the King in North Rocks when I was about year five. And it was when the Sydney Kings came that was the inspiration for me to join basketball, which I played for the next 20 years. So we just can't underrate how important it is that we celebrate the success of these heroes.
Yeah, it should be a great night. Really appreciate your time, Chris.
Thanks very much.